Brooke, how may I help you?
Yeah, hi, Brooke. It's Ruben at Cardiff. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. I just tried to give Dave a jingle on a cell, but I can't seem to reach him. Is he in the office?
Yeah, he is. I haven't heard it ring, so I'll put him on the phone.
Cool.
He is doing something right now, but he got enough to ask get me to ask you what were you needing.
Okay, basically wanted to go the extra mile for you. Do you have a pen handy?
One second. Let me
I
grab
was
one.
just on you're with the Texas State Comptroller on the line for an hour, by the way. On your behalf. Yeah, extra mile, I promise. Miles. So tell me when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
Park Industries, the dealer, sent us over the invoice. It was not for the $54,000. It was actually for the $54,000, and they added sales tax. So it sounds like their quotes don't include sales tax, and their invoices do. So there's a big discrepancy. I don't want to just charge you, have you guys pay sales tax. I can fix this with an addendum and say, hey, Dave, sign this addendum so we're paying $58,000 and change versus $54,000 and change. I called in many states. There's something called Texas, there's called manufacturing exemptions for equipment, which basically means in certain states, you can, when you purchase equipment, you don't have to pay sales tax on it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Went on Texas's website. There's something dating back from there to 2003. So some old times. Got passed around to 20 different people. This is not me giving you tax advice, but this is telling you what I found. So I'm kind of in the gray area. I called Texas, comptroller. Finally got the right person. Explained that you guys get a bridge saw, it cuts granite, it polishes. In order, so to work backwards, in order for the vendor to remove sales tax, they're going to need an exemption certificate from you. Now, when I called Texas, you could just literally, here's the information you need. So if you guys want to remove sales tax, you go to the controller website.
What is
The
that?
comptroller website. Just Google Texas comptroller.
Texas comp?
Comptroller. They're the people that collect the taxes, essentially. You're going to search for Form 01-33339.
Okay.
The reason it's going to ask you for, you have to handwrite it and sign. The reason that for the exemption is manufacturing 3.300.
Manufacturing 3 point what?
300.
Okay.
Now, if you guys, so basically, here's what's going on. The vendor collects sales tax in the state of Texas. In order for them to remove sales tax, they'll need an exemption form for you. Whether that form is right or wrong kind of is on you guys, not on them. So, what I would always suggest is I would call the Texas comptroller as well, you know, you guys as a business, and just double check. Hey, so you guys don't, you know, open yourself up to any fines or penalties by your state and say, hey, look, we're buying equipment. Are we okay to send this exemption certificate? If everything is hunky-dory and goes okay, you guys will take that exemption certificate, send it over to Park. Once they got that certificate, they'll remove the sales tax. So that's the option one. Option two is you guys just saying, hey, look, we're fine paying sales tax. We don't want to go through this exemption malarkey. But then the cost is going to go from 55,000 or 54,000 to 58,000. And of course, the payment will go up by the relative amount. I just want to go the extra mile for you.
Okay. I will let him know.
Fun times, right?
Oh yeah.
I was on hold for an hour.
But yeah, I can't stand doing that either.
But also at the same
Because
time, we, yeah, if you guys, this is the way it works. A vendor's not going to care. Like, Park's not evil. If they have to collect sales tax, they don't care. They're going to collect it. But since we want to work with you guys multiple times, an antenna goes up, and I go, hold on. These people might be sales tax exempt, and oftentimes people just pay these taxes unnecessarily.
Oh yeah.
It's not
Well,
like the Texas comes
we'll
in.
definitely do it.
Yeah, they don't come in and say, well, actually, we're going to give back $4,000 because, no, they don't care.
Yeah.
This is just having to go a step above and beyond.
Okay, yeah. I'll tell him, and if he has any questions here in a little while when he's done doing, he's doing a bunch of stuff right now. I'll have him call you if he has any questions.
Well, so here's what needs to be done.
Okay.
Nothing. We can't call the vendor. We can't call the. They want a deposit, but we can't call the vendor and complete the funding call until either we decide A or B. So this doesn't need to be done like now. Everything's on fire. But this is the only holdup to get the vendor paid because their invoice says $58,000 and their documents say $54,000. So basically, if you guys want to remove the sales tax, you should call them today so we can get funding released.
Okay. I'll get right on that then.
Cool. Do you want their phone number?
Yes.
Okay. The phone number that I called was... Yeah, it was a nightmare, but look, if I don't have to part you guys money, great, then I won't.
Oh, yeah.
And there might be, like, local sales taxes, I don't know, but I'm just trying to go a step and beyond.
Yeah.
But the vendor, you can basically, the way that I do it is, you can call Park and give them this exemption certificate. The contact there is a lady named Vicky. Do you have her phone number?
No.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is, I'm going to forward this over to you real quick to Dave's email. Can you have him check his email?
Yeah.
Okay, give me a second. Forward this to Dave. Hi, Dave. Here is the invoice I just discussed with Brooke. Okay. She will be talking to you. Yeah, but this is the only thing like holding up funding.
Okay, we'll talk about it here in a minute.
Cool. All right. I just sent it over. Okay. Their phone number is... Yeah, and just make sure, because you might talk to the wrong person, I'm just loading this up, that you're talking about... So phone number is 1-800-252... And then 5555. But one of the parts of confusion was exemption. Like when you guys sell countertops to customers, you guys charge sales tax, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Correct or no?
Yeah, I think so. I don't do
okay.
that part.
When they were part of these exemptions online are about like, are you exempt from collecting sales tax from a customer? Make sure the person you're talking to understands that you're trying to provide an equipment dealer with an exemption certificate because to buy equipment used for manufacturing, not to collect money from your customers.
Okay.
Good luck. Double check. Get that form over to Park if it is accurate. And if it's accurate, we can get this done today and they remove the taxes.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.